Forest Service brings you 15 minutes with Charlie Adams and his Western All-Stars.
Hey!
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is John Scoggins, and here is Charlie and his gang with their brand new Columbia recording, Dry in Texas.
Gee, but it's dry in Texas. Not a cloud in the sky in Texas. Although we drill for water, finding water's mighty hard. We keep hitting oil wells all over our backyard. So gee, but it's dry in Texas. With the sun shining high to vex us. It hadn't rained in 20 years if you but knew the facts. So pity us poor Texans, we can't wash a Cadillac. My oh my, but it's dry in Texas. Every day it comes a duster, but it never ever rains. It's drier than a filibuster on them Texas plains. Oh gee, but it's dry in Texas. And the beat of the heat near Rexus. When a little brother first felt rain, he fainted, and it's true. We had to throw sand in his face to bring that young'un to. My oh my, but it's dry in Texas. But it's dry in Texas. Don't know why it's so dry in Texas. There's not a single blade of grass, but just a lot of sand. You never see a wetback cause they walk the Rio Grande. Oh gee, but it's dry in Texas. And the beat of the heat near Rexus. When Ringling Brothers came to town, the heat was at its worst. The circus lost three camels, they just up and died of thirst. My oh my, but it's dry in Texas. The plains were flat and dusty and the sand as smooth as silk. It got so dry that all the cows were giving powdered milk. Oh gee, but it's dry in Texas. It's so dry you could fry in Texas. Too darn dry for humans, rattlesnakes, or horned frogs. It even got so hot that all the trees were chasing dogs. My oh my, but it's dry in Texas. Hey!
It's kind of dry. You know, Charlie, I got a confession to make here. I didn't used to care for Western music very much, but after hearing you play like that, well, I've decided that I was all wrong about it.
Well, thank you, John. It is dry, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of dry, but mighty pretty, and I did like it. But there's one kind of music that I don't like, and that's the sound of a forest fire running wild. You know, each year the Texas Forest Service has a lot of trouble with wildfires, and a big part of this trouble comes from escaped field and brush fires. Last year, about a third of the East Texas forest fires started from such burning. Many acres of our forest lands and ranges, as well as fences and buildings, are burned from this source. Now, it may be that you folks listening are among the lucky ones who have never had any trouble like that. You know, fires are tricky, and they're hard to control. Some farmers have lost their barns or fences and homes in escaped field fires, and the real tragedy of it is that such losses are entirely unnecessary and can be prevented so easily.
John, did you say that a third of the forest fires last year were caused by brush and grass fires just getting out of control?
Well, not exactly, Charlie. I said from escaped field and brush fires, and that includes trash fires. Escaped fires usually mean someone was careless and didn't watch what they were doing, or they didn't take the proper precautions.
Well, I thought that you meant that the fire got too big and too, just too big to handle and got away from the one thing that was doing the burning.
Yeah, well, that sometimes happens, too. And, Charlie, if you'll play us a tune, I'll tell you how easy it is to prevent those fires from escaping.
Well, that's cheap enough pay for such good information. So here goes with Kenneth Frazier on the guitar doing Country Gentleman.
Thank you.
Now, neighbors, we know there's going to be some field burning, so I'm going to give you a few very simple suggestions to the people who feel that you've just got to burn your fields. And by following them, you'll at least keep the fires in your own property.
That sounds like a good deal to me. At least they won't be burning out their neighbors.
That's right. That's right. Now, the first thing is to plow at least a 6-foot fire break all around the field that you're going to burn. Now, you'll probably be plowing this field later anyway, so that won't mean any extra work for you. Or if you prefer, plow 2 narrow lanes parallel with each other and carefully burn out the area between them. That way, you'll have a wide fire break that should stop the field fire. When you're burning, have plenty of tools handy, rakes, buckets, wet sacks, anything else that'll put out a fire. Be prepared so that you can protect your home, barn, fences, and other property. Tell your neighbors you're going to burn your field. Maybe they'll want to help you too, and you can help them when they burn. Set your fire from the edges of your fire breaks and burn against the wind. Burn your brush in small piles and a few piles at a time, and don't get too many going at once. They're too hard to watch when you have too many piles burning at one time. And when you start your field or brush fire, never leave it unwatched. Stay with it until it's out, dead out. Don't burn on windy days. The safest time is late in the evening or at night. And don't take chances. It never pays.
Say, that is good advice, all right. And now here's another tune to help pay. Well, didn't pay you for it, John. We just hope it will. Anyway, here it is, our brand new Columbia record, Waltzing with Sin. Someday you'll find that the world left you out. No true love, no nothing, just roaming about. Wild parties with people with the cold heart within. And while you are dancing, you're waltzing with sin. You're Satan made over in perfect disguise, unfaithful, unworthy, and oh so unwise. I pity the heart of the next guy you win. Like me, he'll be losing while waltzing with sin. Unfaithful, unworthy, and oh so unwise. I pity the heart of the next guy you win. Like me, he'll be losing while waltzing with sin.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Now for you neighbors living in one of the East Texas counties, please notify your district forester that you're going to burn. If you don't do this, one of our airplanes or towers will spot the smoke, and you'll soon have a firefighting crew and equipment right there with you. Now, this is an unnecessary trip, and it costs you and other taxpayers money. So you'll be helping your neighbor, your community, your state, and yourself if you'll allow these few suggestions. And now, how about, Charlie, one more number?
Well, John, what do you say? Let's get this steel guitar. Well, then steel guitar player, Lefty Nason over there, he's not doing much over there. So what do you say, let's get him on this steel guitar rack. ¶¶
Presented by the Texas Forest Service, a part of the Texas A&M College System. The program was written and produced by Chester O'Donnell and has been brought to you as a public service feature. Your announcer has been John Scoggin. Thank you.